There's concern Australia could stand to lose if trade tensions between China and the United States escalate into a full-blown trade war. In the latest development, Beijing has announced a new range of tariffs on American imports, including aircraft, soybeans and other food products. And that was in response to US President Donald Trump's move to place tariffs on Chinese high-tech goods. Well, Professor James Lawrenson is the Deputy Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology, Sydney, and he spoke to our reporter Jonathan Hare.
Well, it's a $50 billion escalation. Trump said that he would put in place tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imported goods, and China, a few hours later, said it would respond with tariffs on $50 billion worth of US imports.
Are some of these items that they've decided to hit with this tariff, have they decided on those items for a reason? Is it to send a message to the US or hurt them in some way?
Oh, it's a clear message. Aircraft, for example, is a huge export earner for the US. My understanding is 25% of Boeing sales go to China. So if you take out that market, or if you make that market more difficult to access, then that's going to clearly put a lot of pressure on Trump. And don't forget that Trump said there's going to be a two-month discussion period for these tariffs. So China's responded straight away. So during this whole discussion period, there's going to be big debates in the US about whether they can actually take the pain.
What happens from here? Does it continue to escalate?
Yeah, my sense is that China will not want to be looked to be backing down. So if in 2 months' time Trump goes ahead and puts in place these tariffs, bang, straight away China will respond with what it's said it would do today. Where it goes from there is anyone's guess. But the big worry in all of this, of course, is that Trump's trade policies are taking place outside the WTO. This rules-based order that we like talking about in Australia, it's not working too well at the moment.
Is there all that much the WTO can actually do about this?
Well, it can do quite a lot if countries are willing to take their actions through the WTO. That's the problem. The US can protest about China's trade policy through the WTO. That's what a lot of other countries do. But Trump hasn't taken that route. He's using domestic legislation to enact these more protectionist trade policies. So Trump has taken the WTO out of the picture.
President Trump says this isn't a trade war, is it?
Well, a trade war is when you throw a punch and someone throws a punch back. That's exactly what we've seen happening. Look, don't get me wrong. I think China will be keen to negotiate with Trump, and I don't think Trump really wants a trade war either, but you've thrown the first punch. So that's a definition of how a trade war starts.
Is this maybe part of President Trump's negotiation style? Is he simply bluffing because China might have more to lose in this?
Yeah, look, a lot of people have said that. Personally, I've got my doubts. At some point, I think you do have to take Trump seriously. And as I said, he's been very consistent on trade. So, well, if it's a negotiating style, I'd say it's not working very well because the Chinese are playing it very well. It's hard to guess what the end result will be, but I'm pretty confident that there will be some sort of negotiated settlement. Let's hope there is, because frankly, from Australia's perspective, our two major trading partners engaged in a war with each other is clearly a negative for us.
What kind of impacts can we expect this to have on Australia?
Yeah, this is a direct one, which of course is that some of our iron ore exports to China end up in manufactured goods sold to the US. So if the US is buying less Chinese manufactured goods, that means less of our China needs less of our iron ore. But the big impact is actually an indirect one. We're a small open economy. We really rely on a rules-based trading system. If that starts to unravel, which it is at the moment, then we're in real trouble.
The Deputy Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute, Professor James Lawrenson, he was speaking to our reporter, Jonathan Hare.